This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. U.S.-China tensions over House Speaker Pelosi's trip to Taiwan now raises questions over whether the growing dispute will impact U.S. trade with China. China fell short of its first-year Phase 1 trade obligations by some $11 billion, and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai says that's concerning.
Since last year, we have pressed the PRC to live up to its commitments under the Phase 1 agreement. Several rounds of difficult discussions made clear the limits of the PRC's interest in delivering on those obligations.
American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Solomonson says AFB still wants Phase 1 commitments completed and U.S. and Chinese tariffs eased.
They could put some of these high tariffs back on U.S. products anytime. And not all U.S. ag products to China have been granted waivers. Think about ethanol, dried distillers grains. There's still some things that face high tariffs, and we haven't got much in the way of sales to China because of that.
While President Biden had earlier directed his Commerce Secretary to review U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods that drives up prices for farm and other equipment, Tai says,
the PRC's non-market industrial policies unfairly target U.S. workers, businesses, and key sectors.
China is also breaking off military and climate talks with the U.S. as the mood for cooperation on trade doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.